With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Welcome to the Macca's Run.
Good evening, everybody. Brett Phillips in the chair on your Monday night. Gee, the Tim Tam McFlurry. That sounds ideal for my trip home a little bit later on. Hey, always good to be in the chair. Macca's Run for a half hour into the first serve, the world of tennis from 8 o'clock right across the country. So, always happy to take your calls. Harcourt's open line, 1300 736 736 for all things real estate. Speak to Harcourt's, your move at your Harcourt's. The Macca's Run, if you haven't tuned in before, we tend to reflect on the day that has been. A little snapshot just to bring you up to speed. A fair bit of cricket being played. Some of the voices of the day from a few of the shows here on SEN. You can join us on the 40 Winks Temper text tonight as well, 0433 98 11 16. 40 Winks, get your unique bed match profile and find the right bed for you. 40 Winks, serious about sleep. If my body clock could somehow get out of the fives and maybe get into the sevens. I think it was Matt White on 1170 who asked me today. He said, what's been your best sleep in post the Australian Open? Well, I said, Matty, I haven't had one. I haven't had one sleep in because my body is conditioned to get up. I sleep on the temper. And it is beautiful, but I still get up in the fives. What's wrong with me? Anyway, we'll sort that out. Maybe as I keep getting older, I'll sleep a little bit longer. 0433 98 11 16. Join us on the temper text, 1300 736 736. First serve, big edition after 8 o'clock. The world of tennis, a week after the Australian Open, has moved into a tour life. The Davis Cup qualifiers, there was something else across the weekend. So we'll get into all of that in the next half hour or so. But the major news of the day, former AFL boss Gillon McLachlan is in the box seat to be the new chairman of Racing Victoria. Punters can confirm that while McLachlan has not yet officially accepted the position, he is the preferred candidate of Victorian Racing Minister Anthony Carbines. Now, Carbines' office would not comment this afternoon. However, multiple sources confirm that McLachlan had beaten a field of more than 10 other candidates to be offered the position. McLachlan was first mooted as a likely replacement for former chairman Brian Kruger as early as August of last year. Mike Hurst has been acting in the chairman's role since last July. If appointed, McLachlan would effectively go head-to-head with his old NRL sparring partner, Peter Valandis, in another sport. So we're, you know, watch this space in regard to the next phase of the Gillon McLachlan career post his time at the AFL. Western Sydney coach Mark Rudin is set to be punished for his stinging comments. I think you're probably, for those of you, that's all of you, the SEN listeners who follow sport to the nth degree, and this would have popped up in your feeds, social feeds. You would have been tuning into this radio station. You would have been scouring and heard Mark, I'm sure. But if you haven't, we're going to play a bit of it, of course, including questioning the integrity of referee Adam Kearsey after the Wanderers' 4-3 weekend loss to Macarthur. Rudin has been issued with a show cause notice under Football Australia's Code of Conduct and Ethics. Following Sunday's match, of course, at Campbelltown, Rudin unleashed a stunning rebuke on the broader A-League and a perceived bias against the Wanderers that he believes is spilling over onto the pitch before storming out of a post-match press conference. The former Wellington Phoenix and Western United boss claimed there was a stigma attached to the Wanderers that affected the fans, members and players, with the code also battling a financial crisis. Rudin, whose potential punishments include a reprimand, a fine and or suspension, said people had lost trust in the A-League and fans were not turning up as poor crowds continued to plague the competition, with just one game across the weekend attracting more than 10,000 people. I'd love to hear from the A-League fans, 1300 736 736, as to what you think the state of the A-League is at the moment. Obviously, there's been a lot of change in the last few years. If we go back to when the A-League started to replace the old National Soccer League, there was all the fanfare and obviously, from a Melbourne perspective here, all the success around Melbourne victory in the early days, but it certainly has plateaued. And then the change, of course, from being owned by the FFA to having an independent independence to it, with the clubs, along with appointing a CEO to control the A-League, and it's certainly been up and down in the last little while, there's no doubt. But I'd love your thoughts on it. We'll hear a bit of Mark very shortly, but that's been one of the certainly big stories of the day. A fair bit of cricket being played across the country and across the globe. A quick update of the Shield match going on at the Junction Oval, Victoria and South Australia. The Vics are 288 and, of course, made, there's 2 for 49 at stumps, requiring another 108 runs for victory. South Australia, 173 and 271. So the Vics on the final day tomorrow certainly should be able to get it done. Just that second innings for Victoria. The not-out batsman, Maddison, on 21 and Crone on, he's only faced the four delivery, so hasn't opened his account at this stage. Harris was out for four and Murphy for 18, the two wickets to fall for the Vics, but should be able to get there tomorrow. WA and New South Wales, that match is in progress at the moment. Over at the WACA, New South Wales requiring 179 runs, none for three in their second innings. Bowled out WA for 176 in their second dig. Queensland and Tasmania, Tassie today winning by four wickets up at the Gabba, 6 for 228 in their second innings. Queensland roll for 282 and 160. New Zealand and South Africa, that little Mount Maunganui, tiny ground in New Zealand. We're only at stumps on day two. The Kiwis, of course, piling on 511, and South Africa in response, 4 for 80. And, of course, the live test match between India and England. We'll update you on that very, very shortly. Let's take a couple of calls. 1-300-736-736. Michael's in Sunshine. Michael, great to have you on the show.
Great to be with you guys. Thank you very much for taking my call and also giving the A-League a bit of coverage, because we are deprived of the biggest sport in the world in a sports-mad country like Australia is, that we love the sport, love any sport, but especially the game of football, whether it's soccer or AFL or rugby. And these people that have hijacked the game have totally isolated the game from everybody. And as a soccer fan all my life, I have not watched three games on TV in the last 5 years.
So what's the major issue? Take me inside, Michael, where you think the A-League is at and its future, I suppose, because it does seem to have certainly fallen off the, the landscape of just general eyeballs. There's always going to be the staunch football, soccer supporters in Australia, no doubt. I mean, rugby union's gone through a similar sort of identity crisis, if you like. Give me an inside view as someone who follows it really passionately.
Well, Kevin Butler's doing the morning shows on SEN. The Melbourne Victory CEO would be there every week, bringing a player, updating supporters. There was a whole lot of debate, discussion around the game.
Yep.
We don't even know who the chairman of Soccer Australia is or Football Australia is. We don't even know who the CEO is. We don't even know what they do. There's more chance of you getting hold of a junkie somewhere in Melbourne than getting hold of these leaders of the number one sport in the world, in the best country in the world, called Australia. It is an absolute disgrace. They need to hang their heads in shame.
Who do you follow, Michael?
I used to be Victory, but okay. More West United now because of the Western Suburbs team. But I can't follow anybody. I can't watch them anywhere. It's just ridiculous. It's absolutely absurd.
Okay. Appreciate your passion. I'm sure there's plenty in your corner, no doubt. Billy in Ascot Vale. Billy, welcome to the Macca's Run.
Yeah, evening. Steve, just first of all, I'd say congratulations on well-done coverage of the tennis. That was sensational. And just regarding the soccer, I totally agree with that call that you just had. Just the advertisement about it is pretty atrocious. As he said, sometimes you don't even know who's playing and if there's a derby on or nothing. I mean, I remember even when the A-League had free space there during the Christmas period, where there's only A-League on, you still had to go back about six pages of the Sun to his feed, some little article that you needed a microscope to see the score or see who actually won. So I just think the advertisement and PR work around the A-League is really poor, and I think that needs to lift dramatically. And look, honestly, I don't follow anyone, but it just seems like without victory in that competition, I think that the whole competition will just fold without victory in it, with their support and everything. So because most of the crowd, I mean, I watched the Western United game in Ballarat a couple of weeks ago, and geez, you'd be lucky if there was, I counted 30 people there. So it just needs a new injection of something, because it is really falling behind.
Billy, thank you. Appreciate it. And, you know, obviously the talk around having a second tier competition as well, and, you know, setting up a promotion relegation, and that's been talked about. I'm not 100% sure where that's at the moment, but yeah, I certainly in the early days was captivated by the A-League, the relaunch of football here, because the National Soccer League had had a reputation, not for the right reasons. Obviously, the aim was to attract a wider demographic to come and watch the A-League, more family-based and orientated. And yeah, leagues, you know, go through their peaks and troughs and ownership battles, and, you know, clubs, obviously the bigger clubs have had more success and sustainability, and those in the non sort of cap city markets, some have done it a lot tougher. When you think of Newcastle and Central Coast, and obviously the struggles of Wellington, but, you know, a lot of the obviously New Zealand teams that have come into our competition, some have worked, some haven't. So yeah, it's an interesting time, certainly. Mark Rudin, very, very passionate. In fact, we might slip in a break. We might come back and have a listen to Mark. If you missed him earlier today, just on the way to the break, India and England, fascinating test match going on. You can listen to it on the SEN app on SEN Fanatic. England requiring 108 runs for victory. So day four of the second test, India making 396 and 255. England in their first innings are 253 and they're 9 for 291. So India just need the one wicket at the moment. And just a quick look at the scorecard as far as England go in that that run chase, which is looking like it's certainly going to fall short. Everyone's made a start. Crawley 73, Duckett 28, Ahmed 23, Ollie Pope made 23, Joe Root 16, Bairstow 26, Stokes 11, Folks 36, Hartley's unbeaten on 36, Bashir the last man out for a duck, and Jimmy Anderson, who would prefer to have ball in hand than bat in hand, is 5 not out from his 7 deliveries. So India, it looked like they're going to march to victory after England, of course, had that famous win in the first test. A quick break. This is, of course, the Macca's Run, 1-300-736-736. The Aussie Angus Deluxe is back at Macca's.
The Tim Tam McFlurry is back at Macca's, now available with rich chocolate soft serve.
Welcome to the Macca's Run.
Seem better. There won't be too many questions, I can tell you, because I'll be talking for a while. And I'll answer all your questions for you. So don't have to worry about it. You get a bit of box office. Get some life into this league. And I'll start by saying there is an absolute stigma attached to my football club. And it's clear for all to see. You can say whatever you want, but this guy, Adam, whatever his name is, Adam Kearnsy or whatever, right? There's a bit of history between myself and him, and he knows that very well. For the life of me, how Jermaine stays on the pitch when he kicks out at my player in that first half, I have absolutely no idea how that is only deemed a yellow card when it's a retaliation, it's a clear red. And it happened to my players last year. But when it does happen to my football club and my players, they don't even think twice. It's a straight red. But I'll go deeper than that, because when this football club was created, everyone spoke around the league in glowing fashion about the colour, the entertainment, the noise, the singing, and how it was a godsend to the league, right? Then, all of a sudden, some issues occur, and all of a sudden, since that moment years ago, there's been this stigma. And our poor fans and members have had to pay the price. A lot of people have lost trust in the league because of it. Certainly the fans around the country, right, want keep talking about a successful Wanderers. Well, they're not turning up because they've lost trust and faith in the system.
I'm just sick and tired of the decisions that continually go against us. I've shut my mouth for a long time. I'm not sitting here having a sook or a whinge or whatever. It might sound like that. I'm just defending my football club, my fans, my players who are fantastic tonight, as were our fans. But the more we try to push forward as a football club and try to be as successful as it was back in the day, it seems to me as though nobody wants that to happen. They just don't want to see it happen. And it's really disappointing.
Well, that was the Western Sydney Wanderers coach, Mark Rudin. He was absolutely fired up. That's just a part of the rant last night. It took me back, actually. I used to host a show, Sunday Sports Central, back in the older days of SEN, and Mark used to be our A-League expert, Socceroos expert. He was a terrific commentator, and I always used to think he'll make a very astute coach. He'd coached at lower levels, hadn't coached at the A-League, and obviously we've seen him now at his third club, and pretty passionate about the Wanderers. I mean, it just makes me think of when the Wanderers came into the competition, Tony Popovich as the inaugural coach, and how big that football club was in the west of Sydney and the immediate success they had. One off the temper text, the only thing that has killed it is Paramount. Go back to Foxtel and the league is revived. Simple! Exclamation mark. If you agree with that, 40 Winks temper text, 0433 98 11 16. The all-new Temper Pro, Temper's most adaptive mattress ever is here. Temper, a mattress like no other. Just confirming, India have just defeated England in the second test, being played, of course, over in India. Fascinating series. The last man out was Hartley, bowled Bumrah for 36. The best of the bowlers, 17.2 overs, 4 maidens, 3 for 46. Ravi Ashwin, 18 overs, 2 maidens, 3 for 72 with the 2 main wicket takers. So India strike back on day 4 of the second test to level the series, winning by 106 runs. So plenty of news around on this Monday night. We might have a quick listen to Tim Gossage. This was on SENWA Breakfast. It has certainly caused a bit of a stir. I know Kane and Sam weighed in on SEN Breakfast here in Melbourne earlier today, but Goss on the unfair media portrayal of WA footy.
Some of the stuff that is being portrayed from the other side of the country to here, and I don't want to make it us versus them, but you know me, I'm parochial on one eye, and I do fight the fight for WA, and I'm not invested in either team over here. But to some of the stuff about who's under the pump, they have got blinkers on if they don't think some other coaches are under the pump more so than Adam Simpson and Justin Longmuir. If Ken Hinckley's not under the pump, I'm monkey's uncle, mate. Well, regardless of whether he's got a deal or not, they have been massive underachievers under his reign. Well, success is not measured in making grand finals. It's winning premierships. Absolutely. A great quote from Mick Malthouse. Mm. And that's where Ross Lyon, everyone says, oh, he's a great technical coach. You know Ross better than most. Bottom line is, he could end his coaching career. A successful percentage? Absolutely. But with no flags, I haven't won a flag as a premiership coach. And I've never coached a game. You know what I mean? He's been given so many opportunities. So there's going to be a lot of coaches like that. Can't take that away from Adam Simpson.
No, you can't. Goss, fine coach, Goss, of the Subiaco under-19s. Back in the day, we used to dissect that when I used to make mini trips over to the West. And, of course, Tim is a St Kilda supporter, so he's not invested in either West Coast or the Dockers, and in the role that he's had for a long time, he's had to deal with both clubs up close and personal. I mean, no doubt. I mean, you can be a premiership coach, and that does give you more time. Premiership coaches survive longer because clubs find it extremely hard to part company with a premiership coach. If we think back when Lee Matthews won in 1990 at Collingwood, the last 3 or 4 years. You know, never really replicated that, but hard to get rid of a guy who's, you know, broken a premiership drought. Adam Simpson will always have that on the resume, but they'd want a significant lift, wouldn't they? I mean, they can't go through another season of 2 or 3 wins because the Wolves will absolutely come. Justin Longmuir is a fascinating situation. I think it was reported about a week ago by Kane Corns that Luke Beveridge, depending what happens with the Dogs this year and where they go and that relationship, that there has been a possible link to the Fremantle Dockers, who in their time in the AFL have never secured a former premiership coach. I mean, Ross Lyon obviously went there as the highest credentialed coach who coached in grand finals. So the coaching space of those under the pump, it'll start to really emerge as we get into the season. I noticed Dwayne Russell said on his show earlier today he thinks we should bring the season forward to February. February's just a month where we just sort of we're in a holding pattern post the summer. And obviously the season's brought forward now to, what, early March. Yeah, we haven't got time to get into all that now, but boy, oh boy, I don't know. I feel like I need probably a month just to have in between. But I know there's a lot of you out there who just live for the footy. The first serve is coming up after this break. The World of Tennis will cover it for a couple of hours.